That's the sound of whitewater rafting on the Lehigh River. Sky Fogle makes his living there. He says the river is an oasis that allows people to disconnect.
It's forced on you because there is no cell service. To be able to spend that day looking at bald eagles, hearing no traffic, it's really, really nice. I think it's a cure for what I call nature deficit disorder.
To Fogle, anything that affects the Lehigh River is a family matter. In the 70s, his father started one of the first whitewater rafting businesses in the Poconos.
My dad was a hippie and really loved being outside, going boating, going hiking. And he said, well, how can I turn this into a way to make money?
Fogle now runs the Jim Thorpe-based company with his family. But lately, he says he and other Pocono Mountain business owners are finding it harder to unplug. Fogle says he's worried because New York City is funding a study that could lead to changes to the Francis E. Walter Dam.
We've had this really great flow management plan for the last 10 plus years.
And Fogle doesn't want that to change. Neither does Jerry McAward, who owns another whitewater rafting business on the Lehigh.
The thing that the public needs to know is that New York City is nosing around in a Pennsylvania resource to preserve water.
The study they're both talking about was launched in 2019. It's run by the Army Corps of Engineers. The New York City Department of Environmental Protection is ponying up nearly $900,000 to fund it. For Fogle, the Big Apple's large investment is cause for concern.
New York City is really trying to do a water grab here in Pennsylvania.
Adam Bosch is a spokesman for NYC's environmental arm. He says the city has no interest in sticking its straw into the Lehigh.
We only have an interest in understanding whether this reservoir can help supplement the water that's released from our reservoirs to push this salt water back toward the ocean more effectively during times of drought.
So let's break down what Bosch is saying here. New York City protects its drinking water by keeping the ocean's salt water at bay. Right now, it taps its own reservoirs to do so, 19 of them. But Bosch says in future times of drought, water releases from the Walter Dam could help to do some of that desalination work. Okay, but what's that got to do with the Lehigh? Well, it's part of the Delaware River Basin.
New York and their holdings are at the very, very top of the Delaware River watershed.
That's Melinda Daniels, research scientist at Stroudwater Research Center. She says to understand the basin, it helps to imagine a tree.
If you think about a tree, the main trunk is the Delaware River, but there are numerous branches and branching systems that are these other rivers like the Lehigh River.
The basin, that tree, is a complex water system stretching more than 300 miles from Hancock, New York to Cape May, New Jersey. In 1961, the Walter Dam was constructed on the Lehigh River for two purposes, flood management and recreation. 60 years later, things have changed. Here's Daniels.
Not only do we have flooding, we have climate change, which is raising sea level and causing salt wedges to intrude further up our river systems, our coastal river systems, and threatening freshwater drinking water supplies.
She says cities that sit along the basin, including Philadelphia and Trenton, see upgrades to the Walter Dam as a potential solution to those problems.
Any fresh water that can be provided to the Delaware River is potentially water supply for those cities.
Still, Daniels, who's retired from the Army Corps Environmental Advisory Board, say the concerns of Lehigh River business owners have merit. She says modifications to the dam could change the number of water releases for things like whitewater rafting and fishing.
Might there be a change in the schedule of releases? Yes.
But she says the more likely scenario is water flow interruptions during construction. The Army Corps is looking at 9 options, and Daniel says some of them may not affect the flow of the Lehigh at all. Army Corps spokesman Steve Rochette says the agency has no plans to stop recreation on the river.
In fact, we're looking for ways to potentially improve the recreational water release programs. We do understand those concerns, and it's absolutely being taken into consideration.
Back on the Lehigh, Fogle and other business owners say they're not convinced. They want more public meetings and a concrete assurance that recreation won't get shafted. The study wraps up in 2022. But even then, there's a long way to go. Congress would need to approve any changes and greenlight funding for the work. Megan Frank, WLVR News.